Right now, our biggest challenge, we have 160 portables in this district, 770 more students over last year. We are growing at the rate of about 100 per day.
That brings the district's total student population to more than 31,000. For Jackson, a former teacher, the start of a new school year is a new beginning, to applying lessons learned from the previous term and planning for 2017-18.
And in our scores this last year, we definitely saw some excellent numbers that let us know that our plan was a good one, but not perfect. So we've taken that data and we've changed some things around to focus on areas that we know we can do much better.
The crown jewel in the plan is the K-2 reading program. In-house testing and those grades revealed some gaps, and Jackson says that's leading to a more aggressive approach, including the purchase of a new teaching program.
Our teachers are very excited about it. We brought them in over the summer. They like it. It is a new way of reaching the very young and helping them become even better readers than they are, because we know that reading is foundational.
But amid the molasses of a new school year, there's the sulfur of financial reality. After a special session, the legislature in June finally passed a budget for the 67 K-12 public school districts. Governor Rick Scott signed the bill at a special needs school in Orlando.
This legislation provides nearly $419 million to Florida's K-12 education system so that Florida students have the opportunity to receive a great education.
House Bill 7069 is wrong. We begged the governor not to sign it. I've made that very clear to all of our representatives.
At the House's behest, local property taxes that are sent to the state to help fund education will be held flat once again. Among other things, the new budget provides a $100 increase in per-student school funding. But Jackson says that's only on paper.
In the budget written before the governor put that in there, we were going to be getting a negative $27 per student. When the governor gave us the $100 more, we had to first apply that money to the negative.
That whittled down the extra money to about $73 per student in Okaloosa County. Jackson says that in turn led to a mandatory 10% budget cut per department, totaling $7.7 million.
Eight positions at the district level, all out of county travel, eliminated all of the testing coordinators in the schools. We eliminated 12 reading positions in the high schools.
Other cuts involve three math coaches, reducing all guidance and administrative summer hours, and every school got cuts in overhead, including any reserves in their maintenance funds. At last count, at least 16 county school districts have filed or are planning to file lawsuits against HB 7069 for what they claim to be the misdirection of federal Title I monies. Those are earmarked for schools for students' families who are at or below the federal poverty line.
Broward County has. I believe Duval County has. Bay County has. We are hearing that there will be approximately 16 counties. They don't believe that the state government has the power to interfere in federal dollars directly to the school.
Superintendent Mary Beth Jackson was asked if Okaloosa would be among them.
We are in the process right now. That was brought up at our board meeting. Our legal staff is working on that right now. That will be a board decision at some point, whether or not they want to join this movement.
On the plus side, the Okaloosa County School District has developed a new teaching and counseling program called Trauma. It monitors students who are struggling to check for any problems at home or elsewhere outside the schools. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.